I know that all the doors in Utah were closed, and so my parents were living here, and so they just said, well, come on down and see what happens.
After losing her job working at a hotel in Utah, Amy Willer decided that Waco was her family's best option to restabilize their lives. Amy quickly found another motel job, but that, like so many opportunities in a down economy, was short-lived.
It does weigh on me, even though I do have faith. Again, not knowing, you know, what is the job economy like. I found a job within 2 or 3 weeks after I moved here, so that was good, but unfortunately it didn't work out.
With three boys to take care of, one of whom deals with Asperger's, Weller was in need of options. There were many steps that needed taken, but they all seemed overwhelming. That's when Amy discovered the Lyft Workshop. It provided her with a path to find the answers. Lyft Event Coordinator Jody Stacy.
The Lyft Workshop stands for Low Income Families in Transition. And it is a workshop where we invite 36 nonprofits, government agencies, and ministries to provide comprehensive care to low income families.
Doors opened when I went to the Lyft program. I got on the housing. So I am in my own apartment. I actually enrolled in MCC, so I'm a full-time student now. Yes, I am looking for a job. And my older son isn't at TSTC, so he's in college. So he has a couple more years to go, and then he gets his degree.
Lyft helped her get on government aid, procure an apartment at Estella Maxi, file for child support, and more. For Amy and her family, last year's workshop was exactly what she needed.
Because it opened my eyes to know that that Texas really cares. I mean, Utah doesn't have anything like this. And I just felt, wow, you know, somebody just moving into a state, this would be helpful for them because they won't have to know where everything is. Everything is just centrally located in one place. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, that was easy. Housing, I didn't have to go all the way to Cobbs and then all the way back to somewhere else to take care of counseling or go to the general, the district attorney's office to file child support and all that other stuff. So
while there, she was encouraged to think about what it would take to establish a career rather than simply string from job to job. She's now pursuing a career as a paralegal at MCC.
And because I want to help the people out there who don't know they have rights and don't know that, you know, a lawyer doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. Mm-hmm. I want to help those who've helped me and also let people know that there is help out there.
The Lyft Workshop is designed to help struggling families find the resources they need and answers to their questions all in one place rather than having to go from agency to agency and miss work. This year's Lyft Workshop takes place tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Waco and features 36 nonprofit organizations and other agencies. Child care is provided. You can hear yesterday's story on Lyft online at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.